we had, as most everybody knows, most of your listeners will know, is in November the voters approved a constitutional amendment to make recreational marijuana legal in the state of Missouri, and so we had to do a few things to clean up our ordinances to make it comply with that new constitutional amendment to the state of Missouri constitution. So, for example, you know, our local law followed the state law to where it was illegal to possess marijuana. It was illegal to use marijuana and paraphernalia and all of that. So we had to go through and update our city code to follow what the new constitutional amendment was in making that no longer illegal, so that it matched. Also, we had things like our business license and those kinds of things that had to be updated to, allow for somebody to get a business license to sell marijuana inside the city limits. And then the second ordinance dealt with part of that constitutional amendment allowed for cities to put onto a ballot to ask the voters for approval to add a 3% or a 3-cent tax on sales tax on the recreational marijuana. And so the process there is council had to approve an ordinance to put it on the ballot, and then the voters will get a chance to weigh in on April 4th, I believe it is. And if that's approved, then council will come back with another ordinance to impose that 3-cent tax on marijuana only, so it will be an additional sales tax on marijuana only. And the intent for that is to help defray the cost, the extra cost for making marijuana legal. One of the biggest costs associated with that is no longer is it illegal for you to have THC or marijuana in your system and driving. You have to be able to be, or you have to be under the influence for that to be illegal. And so it's still illegal to drive high. But then there's not a simple way like it is for alcohol to say that somebody's under the influence or not. For alcohol, you have the well-known breathalyzer test that says if you blow more than 0.08, then you're considered under the influence according to the state law. THC metabolizes so much different than alcohol does and takes so much longer for it to metabolize out of your system that even though there's presence of THC in your bloodstream, that doesn't mean that you're under the influence. And so the way that now you have to say that somebody is under the influence while driving is that we have to have these drug recognition experts that can determine that they have signs of basically a field sobriety test that shows signs that they were under the influence. And so then you have to couple that with showing that THC was in their system and they were visibly impaired by one of these experts. So it's very lengthy process, a lot of class and stuff that they have to go through to become a drug recognition expert, DRE. And so we're asking the voters to help defray that cost to make sure that, you know, the public's still safe from folks that unfortunately will drive high. And then on top of that, we also, the city is required, since we have federal funds, like some of these grants that we talked about, even though marijuana is now legal inside the state of Missouri, it is still illegal at the federal level. And one of the things that the feds require of us is if we accept these federal funds under these grants, then we have to comply with the Drug-Free Workforce Act, which, again, includes marijuana at the federal level since it is illegal at the federal level. So we have to clean up our policies to make those match, and then also we... again, it's still illegal to work under the influence, and so we have to have these drug recognition experts as well on staff to be able to determine that our staff is not under the influence while they're working, and then also, you know, just the cost to change all of our ordinances and all of those kinds of things. So.